As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 19th day of April. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and happy Easter weekend to all of you folks in Locust Grove.
Okay.
Locust Grove.
Right now.
Say hello to them and just hope you're having a big old time here. A couple things real quick. Did you get your pine straw?
Yeah, not yet.
I got my pine straw.
You got it?
I got back from the trip,
yep.
And I've been doing yard work ever since. Trimming the bushes. Been sucking up a whole lot of pollen, too, while I'm doing it.
Boy, it has been out there, right?
Oh, man.
We got a little break. We got some rain a little while back that tempered it last weekend. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's around. It's that time of year.
Yep. And so I've been, don't mess with me. I'm on steroids. Got the prednisone going. But got the yard together here. And,
I was on the air this yesterday morning with Big Mike. And his voice was like, he says, I never had a problem with this before. Some mm-hmm. things you figure you get younger and maybe you grow out of, but then there's some things you grow into.
Yep.
And
yep.
So, yeah, he was like, fighting for his voice, and we both like doing hauls, right? Just trying to keep our voices going.
Oh, with
going.
The pollen?
Yeah, just,
I got some extra pills if you want some.
No.
Break them in half.
I didn't have no problem. I mean, I wasn't having a problem. He was really having a problem with it, just trying to keep his voice going.
Two pieces of news here. Also, if you heard the news this past week, and I got to say this about ESPN, they let people – at least their mainstays, they let them exit gracefully. We watched it with Chris Berman. We watched it with Dickie V. And we watched it with Lee Corso.
Yeah.
The news came down this week that Lee is shutting it down from game day. And
after the first week.
Yeah, she's going to do the first week. They'll do him a nice tribute.
Yeah. Well, he's going to get lots of tributes leading up to it. But, I mean, mm-hmm. this will be the last time you put the team head
on.
And people right now are trying to figure out which game they will be at, just where they will be to kick off the season. There's several matchups, and they're going to see which one they pick. But, yeah, it'll be something special. Coach Corso, we talked about it a little bit on the show this week. I worked for many years with Fred Khalil. Well, Dan Corso, we know,
right.
Here is at Atlanta Sports Council. And so definitely the impact of his family is here in Atlanta. But Fred played on the team at Indiana where Corso was coach.
People forget that
both Corso and Vitale were coaches.
Well, Vitale I knew about.
Yeah, but a lot of people forget that they were coaches because it's been so long and they're known more for what they do on TV. And so it's the fun stuff. And Fred always I like to always know, when did he get so blickety-blick funny? Because we were on the team up there. He wasn't funny at all. But they had a tremendous relationship, as coach and whatnot throughout the years. And it's been always great to hear Fred tell stories about it.
And as Indiana popped up in relevancy last year, his time with that program came to light. The other thing is, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave the floor to you, because it seems like we saw this guy just a minute ago. And he was one of those mainstays in Atlanta media who you just – I'll tell you exactly what it is, and understand this analogy. He's like a really, really, really good umpire in that he does his job and you don't have to say nothing about him. And
yeah.
You feel comfortable. You hear that this particular person is calling the game. And that was the one that popped to my mind. There's other analogies. But he was just that reporter. He was the reporter's reporter. He was special to me as a viewer. But I want to just leave you with our audience with this, and I'm going to tee it up to his coworker and the passing of John Sherrick.
Yeah.
This past week, the news came down, 11 Alive, where you worked at forever. And I'm just saying, as a viewer, I just – he was a comfort, you know, and he was that guy who you don't have anything to say about, which means he did his job great.
Yeah.
I'll
so you compare it to the umpire, and I think that's an excellent analogy because that indeed was my dear former coworker John Sherrick, who was just awesome, someone to work with each and every day. You always look forward to him. And he asked you how things are going or what your story is. He asked because he was truly interested and wanted to know and if there was anything that he could do to help you out with him. And you looked at his model and his example. Whatever the story was, whatever it was, he's so versatile and so flexible. He's going to always give you that solid, reliable story. He's going to get to the bottom of that story and present it in a certain way. The voice, the delivery, the cadence of his delivery was something I think that viewers here in the Metro Atlanta area really enjoyed and looked forward to. And just retired last year, and I actually started working at the station, I think, in that 1980.
Yeah, 1980.
So I mean, he's seen a lot of things change. With the way the business goes, he's seen a lot of things change, especially, and think about 1980 here in Atlanta.
He went from analog to digital.
Yep.
And how you do your stories.
Right.
You can talk about that.
Absolutely.
The way you used to write versus how you write now.
Right.
And getting those out.
And just the way you put everything together. You know, things that you used to have a lot of people to do, it came down to the thing that one or two people would do, or you do it all on your own. And he was able to adapt to all of those things and without missing a beat. So it floored us, most of us who worked there this week to get the news on him, was not aware of an illness that he was dealing with. And so we're all very saddened by the news. But what a tremendous talent. Guy was so gifted and just fortunate.
But to last this long, Sam, is unique in one major market. Without being an anchor.
But the last in the business, period.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? With all the things you have to go through and have to deal with and have to adapt to, but he was able to do that so well.
You'd like to get a hold of his they used to call it Rolodex, but you'd like to get his list of people he knows
and
he's met over the years that would take his call.
Because
that's the other thing about having success at that particular job. You know, you got to know some folks.
Yeah. And you got to know some people you can call and they're going to answer and not say, right. Well, so-and-so is down the hall and we'll get back to you. No, that's the
thing. And they trust him to tell the story properly, not just trying to get over on somebody else.
Absolutely.
That's key. Anyway, rest in peace, John Sherrick.
Absolutely.
I know that you had some things you want to talk about him. Coming up, we're going to get into the draft, talk to Noelle and find out what is going on in her world. But this is when we spend some time talking locally.
Yeah, there's some things happening in town. But I tell you what, things that we're going to watch. Well, there could be a little local interest today. Most of the college spring games have been played. There are still going to be some going to be played today, and one that people will watch that will be televised. Remember, the Georgia game wasn't televised last week.
Right.
No TV for the Georgia spring game. There will be TV for the Colorado spring game today.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of curiosity because, obviously, the coach up there, Coach Prime, but then, of course, the departure of two players who are going to have their numbers retired?
Yeah, go figure.
I think that's a lot of things that people are watching for that today, but also to see what this team even looks like, you know, post the two players that are going, you know, talking about Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. So that's happening. The other spring game, I don't think it's being televised that people will be watching to see if they get any clips from it all, is the Norfolk State spring game with Coach Michael Vick. That is taking place today as well. People get a little bit of an idea of what the team's going to look like. Obviously, the transfer portal opened this week, you know, for football. So, you know, there'll be some folks out there in both of these places today that probably won't be there next week. And because the more people will be rotating in, that's college football today, right? So those are a couple of spring games to keep an eye out for. See what you hear as far as two games go. High school sports right now, we're headed to spring sports, winding some things down. Baseball and soccer should have finished their region play and ready to go into their region tournaments to start their march toward the championships. Slow pitch softball got a championship. The Richmond Hill won the slow pitch softball championship this week. State bass fishing finals are coming up May 3rd on Lake Lanier. May 3rd on Lake Lanier, the state high school bass fishing championships are coming up. What's wrong?
No, just like the way you were emphasizing.
I'm just because it's coming up. It's happening. It's going on, and that is happening as well. As something else is happening today. I want to make sure and let people know about. Where's it at? For people who may not know, the Girls Flag Football Coaches Association. People may not know there's a Georgia Flag Football Coaches Association.
Okay.
They're having a clinic today up in Forsyth, Georgia. It's going on from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. today. So, I mean, I got something on my – you want to go down to my social media. You want to follow me at Sam Crenshaw 23. They got a QR code you have to – same if you're going to go to that. It's the first annual coaches clinic. So that's fantastic as that continues to grow. More teams that are being added for girls flag football in the state. Adidas is having the Adidas City Games once again at Piedmont Park. That's May 16th and 17th. That has some track field athletes, some Olympians will be back in town. Always great to attend an event like that. And if you like track and field, today is a great day over at Georgia Tech. They're having the Georgia Tech Invitational. This is day two of the Georgia Tech Invitational all day. If you want to get over there and catch some of the track that's going on there, should be a wonderful time. So, see, they get the first event up at 10 o'clock, 10:30, triple jump starting then, and you got your field events, and then your running starts after 11 a.m., 4x100 relay. I know that's your favorite event, Greg.
Yeah, mentioned the most thankless one, but go ahead.
What's that?
The triple jump.
Triple jump.
I don't know anybody who's ever competed in that. I don't know who the whole all-time record holder is. And it looks goofy when they do it. And who thought of that? It's like, who is the first person who thought of, I'm going to eat an oyster?
You know what,
and what am I going to use to open it?
That's it.
So I just think about these things. Go ahead.
That is happening. But they are throwing things over there, the discus, the pole vault, and the high jump today as well.
That'd be kind of cool. I wish I could high jump.
Yeah, but that's
Fosbury. They still do the Fosbury flop.
Yeah, man, that became the way to do it. That just
that, but does he own that?
No, I don't know.
Probably not. He did back in the 60s, right?
Yeah, maybe if they any kind of trademark for it.
But I'm saying they had them there, but people didn't think about doing that then.
But maybe they didn't think about that till later on. Right?
Exactly. Somebody else is making money off his name.
If you want to go out and just have some fun, Sweetwater 420 Fest over at Pullman Yards.
And speaking of that, if you like a good car show, you want to go out to a really good car show, there is one going on at our friends Herb Ribs.
Okay.
Herb's Ribs, and we ain't getting nothing free, so don't think we're plug Ola.
In his new location.
He's at his new location, and over on Veterans Memorial Highway, there is a car. He's having a car show. Now, think about this. At Herb's Ribs, in his new location, it's called Meet and Greet.
He would say that, right?
It's the Meet and Greet Car Show, and it goes out from 11 until 3 today out there in Mableton. So check that out. And I'm going to give you an update as soon as we get it on the Easter Saturday shootout game with some youngins.
Yeah.
A bunch of churches getting together, and our own Chief Brandon is one of the coaches. So we'll find out a final score
later
on.
He's
Coach Brandon today. And I also have something for people who would like to enjoy the arts this afternoon.
Okay.
Our niece is performing this afternoon.
Really?
And you know who we call our niece? Now, I'm not going to say Layla. She's another one.
Yeah.
But this is Sierra Caffey.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Caffey.
Yeah.
The guy who got the corner office down there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, forget about that. I don't care nothing about him over there. This is my niece. We've become the – I say this to him, too. She is in a play.
Okay.
That's going on. So I'm going to let you know about a play that's taking place this afternoon that you guys can go in. Got some folks in town want to go to watch some theater in Atlanta. This would be a regular phrase heard on radio in New York. You don't hear it that much in Atlanta. If you'd like to enjoy some theater this afternoon, we have some locations for you. So I'll tell you about that during casting call.
Sam and Greg.
But we got some draft talk, and we're going to find out what Mr. Crenshaw and Mike Johnson and all them folks on the morning shift were talking about this past week and our thoughts on the upcoming draft, which we will have here for you at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Little Jackson 5, a song written by, people may not know this, Clifton Davis, who is the patriarch of the Beyond the Gates TV show. So,
which is being done in our area.
That's why I bring this up. I'm going full circle here. And because I was,
shout out to the folks out of Assembly.
At Assembly. People have been asking me because the industry is going through some stuff right now. And we were talking about what was shot out at Assembly, what is going on out at Assembly. And I was there for the first day of shooting.
Yeah.
When and I think they're done for the season, to be honest with you. But then again, it's a soap opera, so
it's
soap
opera, man.
It just keeps going.
That just keeps
going. They're going to have to bring me back then. I'm going to have to be that dude that shows up in season 3 that they go, oh, he was a customer in season 1.
You back at the coffee shop again? He showed up at the coffee shop.
What was that dude that showed up at the barber shop all the time, and that's my mama? And
oh, yeah.
And go, ooh-wee. We old. Anyway.
You know who that was. That's your boy.
Oh, from
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Lange.
Completely went off the rails here.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, but it was the Clifton Davis thing that I was trying to get out there. When we get into this draft talk, I have another movie, actually, analogy I want to bring up here.
Okay.
You had me wanting to make sure that I mentioned that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk Braves and baseball top of the hour. And I have the greatest stat, one of the greatest stats in baseball history.
Okay.
And it was provided by a Hall of Famer. And we have, throughout the years, brought up once in a while, but I was reminded of it this past week. So I'm going to pass that on to you coming up at 9 o'clock straight up. Probably the greatest stat and statement about a particular player, an all-time great, that's connected with this stat. So okay. Anyway, that's coming up 9 o'clock. I don't know if that was a sufficient tease, but we got that coming up. And Noelle has got some stuff to get off her chest having to do with what the national media is saying about the Braves versus local media. But speaking of local media,
yeah,
you were one of them last week talking about what the Falcons need as we approach this draft. What was the general kind of conversation? Forget about what's happening with that quarterback room. and what is going on there. Other than that, what was where were you guys, you know, focusing on or what you thought was going to be the biggest need?
Well,
at least Mike.
I think we both kind of agreed that it's going to be defense, just who the player would be. This is the thing we talked about. You know, you obviously you want pass rush. You know, that's something that the team has lacked for a long, long time. And you wonder who that person who might be, but the right person, you know, would come in to provide some of that. And so that was the big discussion and something that we've heard people debate, you know, for some time. You had Jalen Walker, who's an edge rusher out of University of Georgia. You also have Michael Williams, who also plays the same position. You wonder which one would be the better one. And I think right now, you know, fans of the Falcons, they want the right player, you know. And how do you know that, right?
It's
Terry Fontenot, right? You know, you may want a player to come from a certain place. And especially after watching the Super Bowl and seeing all the players on your Super Bowl championship team with ties to Athens.
Yeah.
And so you said, okay, why don't we let these guys all get up in Philadelphia and they win a championship? Can't we just draft? Can we at least draft one or two of them? Use a first-round pick for a change for a player from UGA. And there's a need, and there are two players there. Will they take them? That is the question. You know, because you look at a lot of mock drafts, and I don't look at a whole lot of mock drafts, but you do have some, and a lot of them are looking at Mike Green, who is an edge from Marshall. Now, I saw Mike Green play in person because Georgia State went up there and played the Thursday night game. Remember, that's where I got the fried bologna sliders. Remember they had those in. What's wrong?
Because hang on a second. I'm recoiling and remember that conversation. Trying to think of picture eating a bologna. I like fried bologna sandwich.
Sliders now.
But
sliders,
now when you say
small,
sliders
small on the little
just
little,
the bread and the bologna.
Just the bun. No, you had a little sauce in there.
Okay.
A little sauce and I think it's running the sauce, a little pickle, and then you thin slice. Now not that thick stuff that my grandmom used to. The thin slice bologna. And when I just ordered a couple of them. I saw them on the menu. So I got to have me a couple of them try. But anyway, Mike Green, and he had a great game against Georgia State that night. So I remember seeing him playing in person. He's a guy he's got a motor, and he can get after it. And so a lot of people think he might be the guy. But I think a lot of people around here are pulling for it to be a guy from Georgia. And Malachi Starks, from what we were able to decide and find out, probably didn't hold a workout last week. The hay is in the barn with him. If you want him or you don't, you know this guy's a tremendous athlete. He's going to be an asset to whatever team fits him. But we'd rather go safety or we want to get somebody up front. And I think that's – if it's nothing else you take away from Philadelphia is the value of what you have up front on both sides, you know, your offense and defense, because that's where it begins with that team. And so that's the example you got before you as your Super Bowl champion. Not just a team that has some of our home folks, or people who've played it at University of Georgia, but, man, you got that solid foundation up front, and there's nothing else like having that.
But you know what's funny when you talk about this Philadelphia team and the fact that they did get the chip? If you take a second and remember their season and the ebbs and flows of what was going on and they're trying to throw the coach out halfway through the season and there's bickering and fighting and does Jalen Hurts have an arm or is he always throwing, you know, this one wide receiver and you got a guy on the sidelines reading a book during the game? You put all that stuff into a blender.
Everybody started buying that book.
Oh, yeah, they did. You put all that stuff into a blender and recap that season. It's not just because they got a number of number one top picks out of Georgia and a stout defense. It's a lot of things had to fall into place for that to happen last year.
To win a championship, it all has to come together.
I don't know. Again, yes, you want local players to play here locally if you can, especially the good ones. But I want
the right one, too.
Well, that's true. And how do you know when that right one's there until he gets put into that situation? And again, what do they say about the draft? What do they say about the combine? What can't you measure? And that's what you're saying, the heart.
Yeah.
You're saying the right one is basically saying we got to find the person with that right heart, that right want to, that right motor,
yep,
if you will.
Yeah. 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 So that's all coming up. And of course, we got the coverage for the draft coming up. We got it
for you Tuesday. In fact, all week long, we're going to be talking about it. But on Thursday, Dukes and Bell, Wes, Dave, Mike Conti, all at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday morning, well, that's a golf tournament. But Thursday we will be there.
But that that'll be the big conversation Friday morning. We'll know who they pick with that first round pick.
You and I say you because you'll be joining the morning shift on Friday, and the steakhouse will be at the Stone Mountain Golf Club.
Okay, and that is for Thursday night, which the draft will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Don't you want to go? You know what? And I'm looking at the places where the draft has been for years and years and years. It was always in New York. Always in New York. And when they decided to move it out, the first place they took it to was
Chicago is anyway.
You know what I mean? But I'm looking at the cities where they've had it, and they've had it in obviously it's in towns that have NFL teams. But there are places that maybe destination places that you've been to or that you would go to visit in your normal, you know, walk of life, being Arlington, Texas, which is the Dallas area, Nashville, Cleveland.
You just went through puberty right there on the air.
I say that because I got a bunch of my kinfolk up there.
you and
D-Lin. Right, Cleveland, right? Vegas, Kansas City, Detroit, and now Green Bay. And I'm like, I get it. You want to go to places that have NFL teams. What else you do in Green Bay?
You could listen.
I'm saying it now. What else to do in Green Bay? All those cities I mentioned, there's stuff you could see and do. You go there and say, oh, maybe we can go see this while we're there.
Yeah.
We can go see this. Outside of Harry Houdini's house, what the ham sandwich you going to do in Green Bay?
You're going back to the mecca of the sport. You're going back to the place where the trophy's name originated, Lombardi. You're going back to Titletown. And just like the cities, listen, they may go to Jacksonville one day. It's a city that has an NFL team. And then you have to acquiesce to that city. We have Super Bowls in cities that aren't as flat. They don't have a lot of stuff going on in City X versus City Y. It just happens. But they had to go. If they're going to move this thing around, they had to at least once go to Titletown. Now, they're not going there because of the nightlife. They're not going there because of that. And there's enough stuff around the stadium, Packers-wise, to keep people occupied for a couple days. And by the way, here's what you can do in Green Bay next week that you can't do during football season. People can go out and play golf. People can go out and enjoy the outdoors.
I'm going to Green Bay to play golf.
No, you're going there for the draft, and you can go out and play golf. See, you got an attitude going there already because you know that this ain't Detroit,
I've been
Chicago.
To Green Bay.
I've been to Green Bay, too.
Okay,
dude,
I've been.
It's like one of the trips you make from
Vince
Chicago.
Vince Lombardi's Steakhouse, and we knew who Harry Houdini was. You know,
I have.
There's a little more than that.
Thank you. See, he got an attitude. It's the home of the sport. It's considered.
Home of the sport.
It's considered.
It wasn't invented there.
No, it wasn't invented there, but it is. It is considered because A, they won the first few championships.
They did
Super Bowls. They are a team that's owned. It's all community. It's all kind of connected.
We can go there and always say because you know who was the first team to beat them in the playoff game in Green Bay.
Okay. In the Super Bowl era, yeah, it was Atlanta and Michael Vick. I got
that. Thank you.
But that's not the reason why not to have it there. You got to have it there once.
Noel, what are you talking about? What else you – I mean, she talked like you've been there before. You've been there. What you know about Green Bay?
You
know,
oh, no. Like,
oh, that's more to do that.
Well, I know about Green Bay. I'll pick it up for you, Noel. I ain't going to let him do that to you.
Right here. Yeah, Lambeau Field is one. That is the major attraction. But let's see. We have a National Railroad Museum.
Thank you.
We have Titletown, which seems to be its own park.
That is its own place. It's like Six
Flags. We have, we have a, this is new, Zoo and Adventure Park. We have Green Bay Botanical Gardens. We have Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. And, of course, we have the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
And you know what else you can get there? You can get yourself a real nice bratwurst there, pal.
Just, you know, don't show up before Wednesday.
Don't stay too long.
Don't stay too long.
But that's the thing, though. You're going to be there for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
You can
right?
find. This is enough for 3 days.
If I dropped you off in Calhoun, you could find something to do for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm good. You got Bucky's right there.
Okay, shout out to them folks up there.
How about
they went through some stuff a couple days ago. So our hearts and thoughts are going out to you folks at the Buc-ee's up there in Calhoun.
In Calhoun.
Now, let's get back to this. You can do some stuff in Green Bay. Take your mind out of winter weather. Because if you think about it's going to be summer or going to be spring.
The time I went there was early in the season. The Falcons played them early in the season. They went back later that year and beat them in the playoff game. But it was like the first game of the season. So the weather was nice.
I'm just telling you.
I haven't been there for the bad stuff.
You guys have buried the lead this whole conversation.
Why?
Is that I'm sitting here touting the attributes of Green Bay, and this is all coming out of the mouth of a dude who grew up in the Chicago as a Bears fan.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you could find things to do in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And if not, you could take a little drive. Somebody's going to take you over to Door County, maybe bring you down to Milwaukee for a little side trip there. Go see your buddy Doc Rivers, maybe taking a playoff. Is the playoffs in Milwaukee this week?
Or go bowling.
Or go bowling. Don't sleep on bowling now.
No.
The one time
I went to Milwaukee, man, I'm downtown and all these people were coming up from down up on that. Says, where are these people coming?
Oh, with their bags.
They've been down there bowling.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are these guys coming? They popping up.
If you grew up there and you like, I bet they had their own bags, didn't they?
I never see. Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Like Bill Murray had a flower in the middle of their ball.
Like, who are these guys coming up from? Where are they coming? They working down there? Oh, no, they been bowling.
See, you got to have winter sport fun when you grew up there. So, you know, when you can't go to a Packers game, it's 30 below.
Right.
You got to have some kind of activity. You go bowling.
Yeah. And this week they will have the NFL draft and will be there. And the great performer, the great show that the draft has become will roll into Green Bay, and that's where it will originate. Of course, we're going to have our own version of it here in town.
Okay.
All right.
Well, again, we will be talking more draft about this. This is all coming up. So again, and I didn't get to the – I'll save it for the casting call, but Santa Maria is a movie that's being shot here now. And I will say tell you how that is connected to the NFL. That is all coming up. But next, going to venture into Noelle's world. What is going on in her mind? We're going to find out. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's the 19th day of April, Michael Malley's birthday on Saturday morning. Thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your weekend mornings. Mr. Crenshaw will be on with the morning shift in this upcoming week as we talk NFL draft. He was on last week. He'll be there again. And that's the kind of secure relationship I have with you. I can put out there
see, that
you'll be cheating on me. You'll be visiting other shows.
I don't want to put it like that.
I'm so secure in our relationship.
You don't have to put it like that, man.
I can offer you out to others.
See, that's
Hey, we got updates throughout the show. We've been talking about events going on around the city. We got a Little League baseball game. I just got word of the spring basketball game at the Crossroads Church of Dunwoody. We're going to get an update on that later on in the show. So, like I said, stuff's going on. We got the car show out at Herb's in Mableton. They got so again, just lots of things we'll keep you up on. But it is now time. And as we came back with Luther, when I left, I've been gone for a couple weeks. We were playing Luther because of the tournament. I didn't hear one shining moment at the end of the game.
We played it here.
Very much.
But yeah, they make you sit through so many commercials to get through that, man.
Yeah,
right?
But they got to edit it. Because I kind of left the room and came back. And then I was like, oh, and Luther.
Yeah.
But, Greg, you wasn't here for this random fact that I gave Sam last week.
Please, let me hear it.
So I was watching, you know, like I do in the weeds of history and pop culture. I was watching something on Luther, and I thought I wasn't going to learn anything. I thought it was everything about Luther that I out there that could be known that I knew. Mm-hmm. And I found something.
Uh-oh.
So apparently, it is widely debated which song Luther finished last before his medical issue started.
Okay.
So, but there were two songs he was working on simultaneously before he didn't record anymore. One was Dance With My Father, of course, but the other one was One Shining Moment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So One Shining Moment is one of Luther's last gifts to the world.
You remember that?
Well, all of his music is gifts
is
to the
a
world,
gift. Yeah,
the last that's why I said the last gift.
And which now makes me even more mad that they tried to move him out the way and put Jennifer Hudson's version in.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? That's just me.
I mean, shout out to, you know, J Hub, but no.
Right. And she's a Chicagoan who lived in literally the same area that I grew up in and had the tragedy with her family. And my pops got us out of there before that, but that's not, you know. Like I said, I want y'all to always remember this. When folks always talk about the biggest and baddest part of Chicago being the South Side, while I don't have any sort of measuring stick, you better not sleep on the West Side.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
Okay.
The West Side is nothing to be sneezed at. North Side, we don't care about. That's where Wrigley Field is. But the West Side,
that's every North Side.
You don't want to mess with the North. Do not mess with the West Side. Just don't. Anyway, Noelle, what is going on with you?
Well, in Noelle's world this week, there is a lot going on in the world of sneakers. So let's have a rundown, if we shall. Let's go around the world. We will start with last night's Hawks swan song. Before all the sad stuff happened, we got to see Trae Young in a pair of Lemon Pepper Stepper Air Jordan 39.
Wait, say that again.
Pepper Stepper Air Jordan 39.
Oh, my.
So he had two official player exclusive display in. These are his first official player exclusive with Jordan. The first one was during the Magic game. He had on a pair of strawberry lemonade Air Jordan 39s. And last night he went with a pair of lemon pepper wings 39s. And on the back it said, sauce 'em, toss 'em, just right.
All right now.
See, that's just something for the other players, because the fans here in Atlanta, other players know where that's from, and
yeah, that's what makes it, you know, an Atlanta shoe.
That's in Atlanta, know.
You know, closer than what we got on 404 Day. I was like, the lemon pepper. Yes, this is the right direction. Thank you, Trae. You at least embrace the culture and understand what's going on here. Next, we have the Nike Swingman 2 and Cortez, the Jackie Robinson 42 Day.
That looks good.
Yes, they usually do something great for Jackie Robinson on Jackie Robinson Day, where everybody comes out with their 42 jerseys. And this year, Nike with a nice clean pair of beige and black Cortezes with a inner lining that has 42s from every team.
Hmm.
So it's like a nice little collage of 42s all over the place.
He says Swingman. You know what? And I wonder if that will be featured because they play a Swingman HBCU All-Star game as part of Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend. It's going to be the Friday night of All-Star Weekend at Truist Park.
Yeah, pass them out. Get them out there. Like, you know,
Ken Griffey Jr. is involved with that. By the way, mm-hmm. Ken Griffey Jr. was working in Augusta last week as a photographer.
Yes, he was, as a photographer. Him and Randy Johnson.
He was working
as a photographer.
I'm not surprised
anything this dude's doing now.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Him and Randy Johnson, players turned photographers.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, that's you know who started that? Frank Sinatra. He was the photographer for Life magazine during Ali Frazier's first fight.
Yeah.
In Madison Square Garden, Sinatra's walking around with a camera for Life magazine.
And everybody pointing their camera at him with a
camera. Right.
Exactly.
Just like at the Masters.
That's how we knew about that. Remind me, and when I'm going to get time, after you're done with saying what you're going to say, I want to mention something again about Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
We kind of talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we got the Jackie Robinson Cortez, and we have the on-field cleat, the Swingman 2, which is just a cleat with the 45 print all around the shoe. So that'll be fun to see this season all over the different baseball fields of America. We also have Angel Reese. So we got a little sneak peek of what Reebok has in store for
her
us
shoes
women
ready?
With the Angel Reese collection. We didn't get a sneak peek of her shoe, which is supposed to come next WNBA season, not the one coming up, but 2026.
Okay.
But I did see something very, very interesting with my keen eye. So she had this nice little Reebok windbreaker on and these nice, you know, flared pants. That's all the rage now with print down to the bottom. And I looked down at the shoe and I said, oh, sign me up. I need two pair. They gave her a coral pink pair of Reebok Shaqadosis.
This was who, for Angel?
Yes, for Angel.
Okay.
So this is a classic Shaq shoe that he wore down in Orlando before he went to L.A. And you usually see it in, like, black and white or black and blue, you know, to match Orlando's colors or whatever. But this one was a nice coral pink that I've never seen before, and I need it in my closet. So Reebok, it is approved. We are moving in the right direction.
Can you make that a package deal with her deal at McDonald's?
Man.
Because you know Angel's got that deal at McDonald's.
Yeah, but Angel got a deal everywhere. Where don't Angel Reese have a deal? We're making money all over the place.
Good for her.
And it's great to see the Reebok situation because, side note, so years ago in my other life when I was a shoe salesman, I was invited to a Reebok focus group. They, you know, sat down a bunch of Foot Locker managers and they talked about their plan forward for Reebok. And this was like 2012. And, you know, they were throwing stuff out there like Swiss Beats and Rick Ross and Alicia Keys. And mm-hmm. I was like, none of this is going to work, especially Alicia Keys.
Especially Alicia Keys.
Okay, me and you on the side. Okay, yeah. And it's really because, like, for what her brand was and the different women they could have tapped, like, you know, a Lady Gaga or Rihanna maybe or whatever, and this is before Rihanna made her deal with Puma, it just wasn't like you weren't connecting with the youth. You weren't connecting with the target demo.
Okay.
Like me at 22 wasn't really looking and checking for what Auntie Keys was rocking behind the keyboard. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't really, there was a disconnect there. But this right here with Angel, y'all, yes, it is approved. Y'all have figured it out. The outfit looked amazing. The shoe I'm excited to see. So a lot of amazing things happening right there. So, yeah, I mean, our hometown kid, Anthony Edwards, had a shoe drop this morning, actually, at 3 a.m.
Really?
It's like a candy, like a cotton candy tie-dye kind of situation.
All right.
I don't remember. I want to say he broke the season record for three-pointers in this shoe last week. He fought to get back on the court to get that record, got back on the court, shot the three. He was in that shoe. That shoe is available for purchase right now. So it's people making, you know, willing and dealing and making history and a lot of shoes that we can go out and purchase either now or soon.
Okay.
There you go. Get your summer wear ready.
Can fall, wear, all the wear.
Can I ask you specifically a question? Because you brought up style a minute ago, and I've heard about this style, and I saw a picture of it, and I'm so far removed from whatever it is that, you know, the 20-somethings are wearing, not just wearing, period, but especially in clubs. I had no idea. I have no idea. And then I saw this story, and I said, this is, they're saying in this story that this is what Gen Zers, women, are wearing to clubs now.
Okay.
Those milkmaid outfits, like Little House on the Prairie.
Hmm?
Those dress, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I knew she would know.
Okay.
I did not know that hit the club,
yeah.
But I do know what you're talking about because
there's a
singer that I like listen to named Lana Del Rey. And that's kind of like her whole shtick, her whole aesthetic, like these Little House on the Prairie $500 dresses that you can probably get from Urban Outfitters or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's like Laura Ingle Festival Coachella wear.
They showed Jenner in it.
Kendall Jenner was wearing them,
and then they showed some other famous actress in
them.
Yeah,
it very much gives Laura Ingalls goes to Coachella. And I don't know how we got there.
I don't either.
I don't know how we've gotten here. And I did not know that it hit the clubs or the raves or whatever. But, yes, I have noticed this shift. And I think it kind of goes with the country, this country music shift we're having right now.
Yeah.
Because, as we know, country has all types of subgenres. You got Western country and country mm-hmm. and you know, sad music, ballad country and rugged West. You got all kind of country, right? And so this kind of fits that, like, Little House on the Prairie, soft singer-songwriter kind of country aesthetic. And they are running full force with it into the prairies. It's amazing to see. And we're going to see a lot more of it down here in Midtown this summer. We're going to see a lot more of it over there in Piedmont Park.
Yeah. I don't care nothing about that. I'm just saying I was strange to see that land in the stuff that I was reading. I said,
yeah, Laura Ingle in 2025. Yes, it is wild.
It's just crazy. I mean, this just
But John Landon would be proud.
Yes. this just. You mean Michael Landon?
Michael Landon.
Yes, I'm sorry, Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Yes,
Little Joe.
John's the director. My bad.
This is another example of there's no new ideas out there, and the fact that that they're putting it on the backs of Gen Zers who are traditionally thought of as people who don't care or don't want to hear about history. They want to set their own path. Here they are reaching.
They think they are.
Well, by reaching for a show that was canceled 30 years before they were born.
They don't even realize they look like Laura Ingle.
They have no idea.
They're not going to figure it out until it becomes a TikTok trend in like a year from now. And
okay.
They're gonna be like, have you ever heard of this show, Little House on the Prairie? And it's going to be like they invented it.
Oh, let me end with this. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I was gone this past week. I would have done it last week. But during this past week was April 15th. Jackie Robinson Day. And over the last 5 years, and I have said this, and I don't know if I've swayed you one way or the other, Sam or Noel or anybody else, but this is the hill I'm going to stay on, and that is that I will tell whoever that the civil rights movement started on that date, April 15th, 1947, the day that Jackie Robinson was brought up to the Dodgers. And if you believe that Mr. Crenshaw, help me out with the word if this is the proper one. The mission of the civil rights movement was to empower African Americans. It's not just that, but that is one of the main hopes that come out of the movement.
True.
That's true. Okay. So if that being the case, that day that he was brought on to the Dodgers, while it obviously wasn't broadcast and publicized the way we have things today, it began a movement, and I have proof of that by virtue of things that happened at Hampton Institute, which was what it was called then, and by extension, my father, who was part of the sports staff at the school then, who, when Jackie was brought up by the Dodgers in April, that next school year that started in the fall, there were schools, HBCU schools, that were reaching out to their athletic directors and presidents to institute baseball. And I have the letter, right? And I read it here once before, but just the telling of that, when this month and this date comes around, and everybody has their different jump-off dates. It could be Dr. King. It could be Rosa Parks and whatever it is that spawned up in your world that got you focused and conscious of the movement. I will pass on what that generation, two before us, if you will, or one before us, believed was the beginning of it, and I have proof of it. It's not just there was conversations or this happened, or when Jackie was working with Dr. King in Chicago, we started the, you know, Operation Push and all, whatever. This, to me, given the firsthand information that I received, is the day it all started. You can believe it, you can hang your hat on it or not, but that is for me, and I will just...
I can say that far, but I can say it's the greatest sociology experiment in the history of this country. The greatest sociology experiment, because people got to sit down side by side and say, but hey, you know, you like this game, you like this team, you think the umpire's bad, that umpire's terrible. You know, you got kids, I got kids. Your kids listen to you? No, I don't listen to me. Beer man, beer for me and my friend.
Yeah.
That's what it allowed to take place.
Yep.
And so to me, it's the greatest sociology experiment in the history of this country.
Anyway, wanted to get that out there. We are moving into the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, going to talk, speaking of baseball, we're going to talk some Braves. We're going to talk about what's being said about this Braves team while it's still April by the national media and local media. Noel's got some thoughts on that. And I'm going to give you what a Hall of Famer said is the greatest stat in baseball history. At least that's what he believes. That's all coming up next. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.